it or lose it.
Yes, sir.
This message definitely can and will apply to all of us. Use it or lose it.
Yes, sir.
Because once again, you got to notice the scripture word.
Yeah.
Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which had 10 talents.
Yeah.
For unto everyone that had shall be given, and he shall have abundance.
Yeah.
But from him that had not shall be taken away even that which he had.
Yeah.
Use it or lose it.
Yeah.
Now every man and every woman definitely will have some kind of gift.
Yes.
Yes.
Everybody has a talent.
Yes.
It's one thing that the Lord has done with all of us.
Yes.
He has given every man a talent.
Yes.
The Lord has given each one of us power through his name.
Yeah.
He's given all of us something to work with.
Yeah.
And these gifts and talents,
yeah,
that the Lord has given us, they will do two things. They will either increase or decrease.
Yeah.
And I'd like to tell you how your talent increases.
Well,
a talent increases according to the way you use it.
Yeah. Yeah.
When we use our talents for the Lord, they increase.
Yeah.
And when we fail to use our talent, they decrease.
Yeah.
That's so dumb.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And this is not just true only with spiritual talents, but physically so, our gifts can increase or decrease.
Right.
That's right.
And I would like to not only look at the spiritual world, but I'd like to look at the physical world also, because they both apply to all of us tonight. Physically, any material thing, when used with care, will last longer than if not used at all.
Yeah.
Now, some of y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'd like to use an example here. I told you last night that everybody here was not born right in Memphis.
Yeah.
Some of us came from the same place that I came from, from the rural, out in the country.
Yeah.
And more than y'all can say amen to that.
Amen.
Well, those of us who are familiar with the rural and the farm know about the turning plow.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, yes you do. Now, a turning plow is something that you ply with.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And that old turning plow, while in use, that blade was just as pretty and shiny. But if you would set it up for a few days, it would rust. So you had to use it or lose it. Is that right? And not only that, but a dwelling house. I don't know whether you have ever noticed this or not, but a dwelling house, a house that we live in. Now, a house that we live in will deteriorate more rapidly when vacant than when occupied by an average tenant. And notice I said an average tenant, because the wrong person in your house will tear it up anyhow. And he said, well, I'm not going to get in a hurry in selling the house, the old house, or renting it. Uh-huh. I'll just take my time. And he just kept putting it off and putting it off. Yes. And that house just kept going down, down, down.
Yes, sir.
Windows began to fall out.
Yeah.
And the paint began to peel off.
Yeah.
Eventually, the house began to leak.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
There's something strange about that.
Yeah.
A house occupied will just last longer than a house unoccupied.
Yeah.
So the house will tell us, use me or lose me.
Yeah.
I want to go have a witness here.
Yeah.
And not only that, but an automobile. Driven by an average driver will last longer than an automobile not driven at all.
Yeah.
Now notice I have to keep on putting this average driver because you can put one of these fools in a car.
Yeah.
I don't care what they come out, a Rolls Royce will last forever.
Yeah.
It depends on who's driving.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Put
the wrong person behind the wheel and a train won't last. But an average driver driving an automobile, that car will last longer than a car sitting up. I experienced that. I remember when I was first called to the United States Army and I had an old car there, my first car. And I really admired that car. And, you know, I guess people should, they used to talk about me. Now, y'all not, you think that car is just everything. But you see, they didn't know how long I had walked. And that's really now, I don't, if people, you know, people talk about sometimes, well, all those preachers do just ride in Cadillacs. And I told them at my church, I said, if y'all knew how long I walked, and how far we used to have to walk, and how hot it was, and how many holes my shoes had, you ought to just hush and go buy me another Cadillac. Now, when I first went to the Army, I had an old car, and my brother said, now listen, you ought to, you know, leave the car out so it can be driven, and it will, you know, be in good shape when you get back on your first leave. But, you know, I was a little selfish. I said, no, I'm going to put my car up, and when I come back, it still will be in good shape. And I parked the car and locked it up, gave my dad my keys, and said, I don't want nobody bothering my car. And when I got back several months later, rushed on back, give him a key. And first thing, the battery had ruined. That's number one. Next thing, I had four flats. I had to fix that. Next thing, I had to get the water out of the gas tank. And then the pushing began. We pushed that car half a day. And it never did start. So the car told me, use me or lose me. I have a witness there. And not only that, but the human body is somewhat like that. Is that right? The human body is somewhat like that. The human body must be used its strength, its gain or retain. Strength unused becomes weakness. The man who does not work loses the ability and desire to work. Is that right? Any person who always doesn't work soon loses the intention and desire to work. Is that right? That's when you have so many lazy folks. A good way not to want to work is to stop working. This can apply to all of the members of the body. then back to the Army uniform, there was a boy who was in the same company I was in, and he said, well, Daniel, I believe I'm smarter than you all are. I said, well, maybe you are. He said, I'm not going to fall out every morning in this snow.
Yes, sir.
So you watch what I tell you. I'm going to figure me a way out. I said, well, I'm just going to fall out. I'm not going to try to buck the whole army. And one morning we were coming downstairs, and he deliberately fell downstairs on purpose.
Yes, sir.
You ever see something like this? Deliberately, just fell over. And he didn't hurt himself, but he played like he was hurt.
Yes.
He got up hopping. I said, what you doing, man? He said, you watch me. And he just started hopping. You know, everywhere you would see him, he was hopping. He went to sick call. Of course, they put him on light duty, and he didn't have to go out like others. He'd see me and wink his eye. Just hopping. I said, boy, you better start walking. I said, you know, that leg. He said, oh, man, I know what I'm doing. As long as I can stay out of this snow, I'm smart. And he just kept, and pretty soon, it was time for us to start clearing, getting ready to come back on this side of the water,
yes,
they call it, back to the United States.
Yes.
And you know, he started, after he found out he was getting short, we would call it when you get ready to go home, some of you old veterans know we're getting short.
Yes.
He decided then it was time to start using his leg. And his leg had actually paralyzed. Matter of fact, it had gotten so stiff he couldn't even bend it. He had to hop for a long. I don't know whether really his leg ever really got straightened out. So I'm here to tell you, you have to use it or lose it. Is that right? As we look at the spiritual life. The failure to use your spiritual faculties will result in the loss of them.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Failure to pray will result in the loss of your desire to pray.
Yeah.
Or your desire to pray.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people who used to pray. But do not want to pray now. Because the Lord started blessing them and they stopped praying. And now they don't even have a desire to pray. You have to use it or you will lose it. Is that right? There are a lot of folk used to get happy in the church. But they stopped. They stopped shouting in church because of education and because of who they got acquainted with. And now they try to get happy and can't get happy. You have to use it or you will lose it. Is that right? And then there are a lot of people who used to have joy in the home. Is that right? Used to call each other sweetheart and baby. And they just got careless and started coming home without even speaking to each other. Now they try to say it and something in them won't let them say it. You have to use it or you will lose it. Is that right? There are a lot of people who used to give in the church. A lot of folk, when they didn't have much, they used to give. But the Lord blessed them with a raise on the job.
Yeah.
Blessed them with an increased bank account.
Yeah.
And they said, well, you know, all they do with money in church just wasted. I'm going to keep my money.
Yeah.
And they started doing that so long, not giving.
Yeah.
Until now, they have lost the desire to give.
Yeah.
And that's really a lot of people are not being blessed. Because they don't have no desire to give for kingdom building. And one of the best ways to be blessed is to be a blessing. The Bible says, give, and it shall be given unto you. I better leave that alone, huh? Now, we look at our scripture text here in a very beautiful path. seat in the audience.
Yeah.
And now if they wanted to sing,
yes,
they can't sing.
Yeah.
You got to use it, or you'll lose it.
Yeah.
So we notice here the Lord took the talent from the servant who failed to use it,
yeah,
and gave it to another servant.
Yes,
and the Lord does that right now.
Yeah.
Many times you wonder why somebody in your neighborhood,
yeah,
is progressing faster than you.
Yeah.
Well, it might be the Lord just might have taken your progress,
yeah,
because you wouldn't use it,
yeah,
and given it to somebody else.
Yeah.
Well, see, a lot of people mad and angry about other folk riding around, you know, she thinks she's something. She thinks she's something. I had a young lady that went on off to school. She came from a broken home. She went on off to school and never did leave the church out of her life. Her parents died. She went on off to school and ended up being somebody. But it didn't matter how much education she got, she never did forget the church. All time come to me, brother pastor, I just love the church. And then a group of the others just went on off and just neglected the church. And when this young lady walked back with her head up high, some of them come to my room, she's all right, but she just thinks she's more than somebody else. She thinks she's more than us. I said, she is. She sure is. You all, your parents had money here for you to go to school, scholarship, fellowship, and you all dropped out of school and got married and became mothers out of wedlock, did everything. Some of you got on dope. And this young lady had to sweat and work her way through school. And then you want to tell me she thinks she's more than you all, she is. If I was a young man and had to make a choice, I'd sure demonstrate it. So anybody who has Christ in his life and did everything else it takes, and a person who doesn't have Christ, that person is more. Now, in the eyesight of the Lord, in a certain sense, we all are human beings, but a person who has Christ has more than a person who doesn't have Christ. I wish I had a witness here. So the Lord not only can add, but the Lord can divide. Not only will the Lord divide, but the Lord can subtract. And then the Lord can multiply. I want to do a hell of a witness. I made up my mind that talent, of those talents I have, I'm going to use them for the Lord. This is true not only in the singing field or the working area or other areas, but it'll walk right on into the pulpit. Every man of God, the Lord has given him a talent. My talent might not be the same as Brother McKinney, or Brother Walker, or some other minister. But the Lord has left me with a talent. Is that right? And all you got to do is be willing to use what the Lord has given you. And the Lord can take whatever you have. Is that right? Some folks say, well, I don't have nothing. The Lord can take nothing and make something. Is that right? Somebody say, well, I'm nobody. But the Lord can take nobody and turn around and make somebody. I wonder if you'll have a witness. But I made up my mind here tonight to use my talents and my gifts for the Lord. And any time you see a man starts out to work on God's program, there's always going to be somebody standing there to turn you around. Is that right? But if you put all of your trust in God, I'm a living witness that he will stand by. Is that right? But any man who sits down on God's program, the Lord can keep you down. Is that right? And I'm going to move on here to close tonight. But my mind goes back in slavery time. Everyone said that there was an old lady, and she was some 85 or 90 years old. And she had to walk across the field every Sunday to go to church. And early every Sunday morning, they would see this old lady with a head rag on her head walking across the field all the way to church. And when she would get in the church many times, she would arrive there before everybody else. She would even pick up the paper on the yard. And other people around in the community said, we're wondering why you're still getting up early in the morning, walking across the field, coming to this church. Said, we know and we believe that the Lord would understand that you had an old age now. And you ought to just cool it now and sit down and rest a while. And you know you're up in the age now, and you ought not to get around like you used to do. And the old lady stood up in church that night and said, I would just like to testify, and I'd like to let the church know why I'm still getting up early in the morning, coming out to God's house. I just want the church to know why I'm still singing Amazing Grace, how sweet it sounds. I want the church to know why I'm still singing I love the Lord. He heard my cry. I want the church to know why I'm still singing Praise the Lord. Take my hand and lead me on. I want the church to know why I'm still singing Use Me, Lord, in my service. Said the Lord gave it to me, and if I don't use what the Lord has given me, He'll certainly take it away from me. And as long as I live, I'm going to stretch out on God's word. Oh, isn't that right? Long as the Lord gives me strength in my hand, I'm going to use my hand for the Lord. Long as the Lord gives me my eyesight, I'm going to use my eyesight for the Lord. I got to close here tonight. But you know I'm just like that old lady was. Sometimes they ask me, Reverend, why are you preaching so hard? I'm flying away.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
People been saying to your friend, get a different face, and posting on their feed, they're super ugly. The things they say to them online are cruel and they're not true. So tell your friend, I'll stand up for you. Don't worry, I know what to do.
Know someone being bullied online? You can be a witness and make a difference by letting the world know it isn't cool and by letting your friend know you care. Learn more at eyewitnessbullying.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
The following programs are underwriting sponsors of this station. The views expressed belong to its participants and are not necessarily those of the management and staff of KYT.
Get ready, and get ready. Don't touch that dial. Welcome to New Life Ministries broadcast. I'm Pastor Gregory Tenney of the Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust you will enjoy today's broadcast. Hello, thank you for tuning into this broadcast. For truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice and be glad in it. We're so thankful that you decided to tune in on this morning to listen at a word from the Lord. For look, we ask you that you would tune in every Saturday at 10:30 a.m. And look, on Sunday,